sorry. I love to watch some of y'all going, what are these crazy people doing? You know? We came to celebrate this today. Life is worth living. And every once in a while, we need to cut up and just kind of get loose. And I like to hear a little glory, glory, hallelujah every once in a while. A pianist that knows how to kind of put that little southern gospel swing on those keys, you know. You know what? There's a reality here today, and I want us to capture it. Guess what? Jesus Christ is real. Amen. And some of you are shouting because you used to have lives you couldn't shout about, and now you can shout. And guess what? And some of us right now, we're going, something's in here, I don't know what it is, but I think it's going to get me. We hope it does, all right? That the Lord would touch you. So pray with me just a minute. Lord, we stand before you today, and Lord, you know, it's great to have moments like this where we just feel your spirit and it's so real. But God, I pray that we would take this moment and it would translate into like 10:55 on a Monday morning. And that when the boss has said all kinds of things we didn't want to hear, joy comes in the morning. And Lord, when things don't go our way, I pray that we would still be able to sing, yes, Lord, and amen and amen. Even when things don't go our way. And in fact, God, that's our prayer today. That we would quit demanding our way and start allowing Christmas to come our way.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. If you haven't heard today, there's joy in the house. And there's reality in the house. And I just want to talk for just a brief moment today because, God's got some things He wants to do at the altar today. He just got some stuff that we're in this thing together with. And I want to tell you something that really breaks my heart as a follower of Jesus. Most of us don't live with what we have. We don't live with it. How many of y'all spent most of your time worrying about what you don't have? This is a great American just moment that we have in this particular nation. We are always consumed with what we don't have. And rarely in this land do we celebrate what we do have. You and I are followers of Jesus Christ. Now there's going to come a day that's either going to be for real, or you've just been to church. And if it's for real, you know what I'm talking about. That you know Jesus Christ is coming to your life and He has forgiven you of all your sins. And there's a reality of God in your heart. I will tell you this. There are some things that will rob your joy. And this is the first one. Religion. Religion will take your joy quicker than anything. You see, I believe this. I believe there was no sense of joy until the reality of Jesus. The best we could do was some happiness along the way. That's the best we could do. And then in came Jesus. Now, note how I said that too. In came Jesus. You know, really a lot of our struggle with Christmas is we don't understand directions. We don't go to God. God comes to us. And you need to understand this. God is sovereign. God is the beginning. He is the end. And He is the now. And God will come to you. But now here's what we tend to do. We want God on our own terms. We want God to sing our songs and read our books and function with our philosophies. And as long as God does it like we want it done, then we're A-OK with God. But as soon as things don't go our way, then God's no good and life's rotten and all is bad and He didn't come through because something very human happened to me. How many zillion times have I heard that story? I've even heard this. We get diseases and illnesses and we look at God and we go, how can this happen to me? Our arrogance has hit such heights that we believe as a human being, somehow or another, we ought to be exempt from the other human beings. There's a human experience. It's called life, and you and I are in it. And these are some guaranteed facts. This one has already happened. You have been born. You're here. Let me give you another fact. You will die. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care if you're white, black, green, or yellow. I don't care what's gone on with you. You will die. You say, well, why will I die? This is the leading reason. You are a human. And humans die. There's not a mystery to death. We act like it's some kind of mystery. And people walk around and ask me, why did so-and-so die? The leading reason for death is humanity. And humans are vulnerable to things that cause us to die. All right? Now, there's this thing in between being born and dying. It's called living. And Jesus is really into that. And you don't need to miss that. You don't have to worry about being born. You've already accomplished that. And if you're in Jesus Christ, you don't have to worry about dying because you'll go on through there if Jesus is in your life. So we might as well together right now learn how to live. Amen? Really learn how to live. Now, I want to just help you with one thing. Cut the worry. God would like to give you one big giant Christmas present this year. Quit worrying. How many of y'all worry all the time? How many of y'all are already worried about now how Christmas is going to turn out? I'm going to tell you right now how Christmas is going to turn out. Nothing like you think it is. How many of y'all, Norman Rockwell and the Hallmark TV specials, have clouded your brains with a Christmas that will never exist? You know, you want to have the perfect turkey. Notice how all those turkey TVs are golden brown, totally even. You notice how the mashed potatoes are always lumped just right on the table. The candy set just poised in the dish. I don't know about you, I've never had a Christmas like that. All the ornaments hang symmetrically on the tree. You know what we're trying to do? Now follow me here today, because guess what? I want y'all to relax and enjoy the Lord this Christmas. You're trying to create Christmas. And when we try to create Christmas, now some of y'all need to write this down. When we, get the big we in there, try to create Christmas, you'll miss it. Because here's the whole point of Jesus. We can't create Christmas. It had to be given. We can't create Christmas. It had to be given. And if you're trying hard to create the perfect Christmas, you're going to be ticked off Christmas morn. You will become the Grinch. You will be that person that's madder than a hornet because somebody moved your ornaments. Somebody busted your nativity scene. And everybody knows sometimes the lights don't work.
Talking about her.
I've never had a perfect Christmas. In fact, my attempts at Christmas look very much like this dear brother's attempt at a perfect Christmas. Merry Christmas. In fact, you know what I'm telling you today? Don't be a Griswold. Stop it! Step out of the world and live in the kingdom. The message of Christmas
And so many of us have missed it year after year after year, waiting for the perfect Christmas. You all already know there's going to be one bulb in the string of lights that's not going to work. I'll talk about that next Christmas. That's a whole sermon in itself. You already know something's going to fall off the Christmas tree. You already know that one of the cakes is going to go flat. Some of the cookies aren't going to turn out all right. And your mother-in-law is still coming over. You know it's happening. Now guess what? Embrace the joy of who? Jesus. And listen, I'm going to get a very serious note here, because those of you who've claimed to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to lead people to Him, not just in the Christmas season, but especially in the Christmas season. And I wonder how we do that when we're walking the same road the world is. When we're just as stressed out, just as neurotic, and just as upset over stuff that doesn't matter as they are. Christmas is a weird time, because it never turns out like you think it would. Well, that's the way the original Christmas was. It's interesting to me. God used no religious professionals in the story. Because you see, they would have spent too much time contemplating about it. If Jesus came today, we'd spend more time praying if that was really Jesus or not, more time making a video out of His possibilities than we actually would following Him. So God has to get some interesting individuals. An ordinary young couple who had righteousness. Mary, about the age 15, a pregnant teenager. Joseph, a young man with career and ambition. And He uses them, and they have a lot of faith. And Joseph had a lot of faith, didn't he? I mean, how much joy would you have if this has happened? You're engaged, and here she comes. The Holy Spirit has impregnated me. Aren't you happy for us? I'd say, and give me the Holy Spirit's name, so I can take care of the Holy Spirit. Now it's faith. Real faith. A real story. Real people. Always amazes me who God shines His light on. It's always people you don't think He would. You know, you didn't have these polished followers of Jesus out on the fields that night. You had the shepherds. The blue-collar comedy guys. Can I just picture Christmas? There it is, Larry the Cable Guy right out there. Here comes the angels, you know, of the heavenly host appearing to Him. There He goes. There's your sign right there. Right there in the midst, the ordinary. And not even the ordinary. Those that you would not expect become moments and carriers of God's great joy. Now, I just want to take a minute of your time today. But I hope this minute of time will lead for you to reckon that there is a God that has come into your life and would change your life, and you need to just go live in great joy. There comes a time. Go with me to Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, because I'm guaranteeing something. The lights aren't going to come on somewhere, and where's your joy going to be? I really want to tell you all something, and I hope you get over this. Happiness is way overrated. And all you 20-somethings in here, I want to apologize on behalf of my generation of marketing happiness to you on a consistent and constant basis. We were fed a lie, and not only were we fed a lie, we believed the lie. The reason a lot of your parents divorced is because they thought they got married to be happy. Some of you in this younger generation, you get upset all the time when you're not happy, and that's because you're living your parents' lie. You think you're supposed to be happy all the time. It's amazing to me. I've read the Bible more than once, through and through, back and forth. Never one time have I seen that it was God's mission that He created us for our happiness 24/7. Hollywood made that up. Madison Avenue really made that up. Because if you gotta be happy all the time, they're gonna make a lot of money. We got people right now going crazy to find a Nintendo Wii, thinking if they don't have a Wii under their tree, all Christmas will fall apart. Every Christmas we have this psychotic moment of marketing. These things have been out all year long, but now they've become popular, and so they really hit the marketing hard at Christmas. They limit the supply, and anybody with intelligence knows, wait till after Christmas, they'll be on sale for half the price, and nobody will want one. But we as parents feel like, oh my gosh, our children will be just scarred for life if they don't have what everybody else has at the moment that everybody else has it. I think it's time in this culture to get off the merry-go-round and start living what Christ said. I think about Bethlehem. Everybody was so busy being busy that they never even noticed Christmas came. And I'm not sure we're a whole lot more like Bethlehem than we are the place Jesus was born. Just so busy trying to be what? Come on, yeah, somebody said it. We're busy trying to be what? Happy. We got to have a happy Christmas. We got to pull out the exact ornaments. We got to put the nativity scene in the exact place. We got to have Rudolph fly by at the precise time. Santa land on the roof. And if none of that happens like it's supposed to, we're going to have a sad and blue Christmas. That is neurotic. This is a mental disorder. Step out of it. Follow Jesus into it. Listen to the angels sing. Listen to the heartbeat of Christmas and let hope and peace and joy awaken you. Trust God. Instead of worrying, I'm going to ask you to trust God. Because I think there comes a point in time, you and I have to answer this question. Is God trustworthy? What do you think? Well, let's just look. Here's what he said. I like what he said. What do you think? Here's what he said. Therefore, I tell you, don't worry about your life. What does that tell you? Don't worry about your what? Life. Why? Why do you not have to worry?
You're already taking care of it.
That's if you're in Christ. If you will allow Jesus to come into your life, if you receive him, if you know that he's chosen you and you allow him to choose you. What do you mean by that? You've been chosen two or three times if you just let it happen. And guess what? He said, therefore, I tell you, don't worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body. Women, listen to this, or what you'll wear. It's in the Bible. Just think about this a minute. How many of y'all had something to eat and drink this morning? Did God come through with his promise? The rest of you are starving then. There's only about three of you that raised your hand. How many of y'all got up and had some food this morning? Come on, work with me. You had a little food. All right, good. I thought, Lord have mercy, I need to quit. Y'all are going to pass out. How many of y'all, God gave you something to drink? Okay, but I want to prick your conscience. Guess what? I want to show you something that's amazing. There's enough food to feed everybody. Africa shouldn't be hungry. Africa shouldn't be hungry. We can produce enough food in this world to feed the world. God's done his part. Now, we've politically manipulated and a lot of social implications and a lot of problems that keep people hungry. Because guess what? People that want to control people learned a long time ago. They're not without intelligence. Hungry people are easier to control than well-fed people. Amen? But what did God say? He said, I'll take care of your needs. I'll feed you and I'll clothe you. How many of y'all been fed and clothed? All right, what do you got to worry about today?
Nothing.
You really don't. You say, well, Pastor Steve, you need to understand, I need to get this, I need to get that, I got to get it. No, you don't. You think you do. And you're all wound up missing the joy of life. And guess what? Here's what I found out about life. It's over quicker than you think it's going to be. Is that a true statement? It's over quicker than you think it's going to be. My last 3 weeks have been spent in the funeral home. It's been back to back to back to back to back. Sometimes it just goes down like that. And guess what it reminds me of when I have weeks like this? Times in my life, it reminds me, this is not a permanent journey. Live it up. And it allows us to really start celebrating some pretty cool things. How many of y'all are glad you got up this morning? Okay, now watch, you get thankful for that. I remember when I was a little kid and I used to go to church on Sunday night. We had church on Sunday night service, you know. And we'd go to church on Sunday night. And when the preacher didn't have a sermon, he'd have testimony time. That means he didn't have a sermon, so he was led to have a testimony. I caught on to that. And we had testimony time, and because that preacher was pretty smart. He knew we weren't supposed to be here at night anyway. But he had to be out of tradition. So we had testimony time. And I'd hear all these older folk, man, they'd stand up and say, I just want to thank God for getting me up this morning. Well, I'm sitting there 12 years old, and I thought, oh, man, how cheap is that? I mean, you ain't got anything better. Guess what? Today, now in my life, guess what I say? God, thank you for getting me up this morning. Because I've had several friends that didn't get up in the morning. And see, all of a sudden, when you thank God for getting up in the morning, here's why it's a good thing to get up. Now that you're up, all things are available.
That's right.
See, some of you got up this morning, but you don't have a relationship with Christ yet. But guess what? You can still get one.
That's right.
Now, there's where the joy comes in. Because you're up. Amen. Now, I think we need to appreciate life. Watch this. This is amazing in our culture. We don't appreciate life in our culture. Our culture doesn't appreciate life. Doesn't appreciate a bit of life. Life is disposable in America. You're the least important thing. It's all about what? Money. It's not about talent anymore. It's about, will that talent bring money? Do you look right? Do you image right? Are you a commodity? Let me tell you what, you want to go to hell? Just let your life become a commodity. And you'll never feel joy. You are God's beautiful creation. I want you to look at your neighbor and just say, guess what? You're more beautiful than you think you are. Tell your neighbor that. Come on, I want you to share that today. Come on, you're more beautiful than you think you are. Richard, you're more beautiful than you think you are. What do you think about that? Huh? Isn't that cool? Mikey Stewart, by the grace of God, you're more beautiful than you think you are, big guy. Amen? And your wife, she is beautiful. This would be true, too. She's more beautiful than you are. Amen? But you're both what?
Beautiful.
Chuck Lane, you're beautiful. What do you think about that?
Just for the grace of God.
By the grace of God. Now, hold on. How many of y'all have discovered? Larry, you're beautiful in the grace of God. Emily's...
Amen.
I'm trying to get the right English here. It's not more, is it? More beautiful? More beautifulness or something? Yeah, yeah. There's beauty. Amen?
Amen.
And say that one more time to your neighbor. You're more beautiful than you think you are. Come on, come on, work, come on. Now say, look, look, you start smiling. Perhaps you're more beautiful than you think you are. Nobody will tell you that, will they? They're leaving you out. They're letting you go to hell this morning. Somebody talk to him. See, watch, I want y'all to understand this thing is real, guys. When we start coming to church, you know what? Here's what we have to watch at Hillview, man. I'm telling you what, you got to watch coming to church. Because what happens is, if we start coming to church and just sitting here and listening to it and not becoming a part of it, we'll miss the joy of life. And see, here's what I want you to know today. God said He'll take care of the eats and He'll make sure you're clothed. And He does. And He said, in fact, He said, don't worry about what you wear, because He says, the way I will design your life is better than you can design your life. Here's all I'm telling you this morning. I'm going to give you the point real clear. Let Jesus Christ bring Christmas to you. And quit telling Jesus what Christmas is. Because we don't know it like He knows it. See, He tries to get us to understand this, but we got more workbooks and CDs and formulas created in the religious world today than I've ever seen. I think it's by the mercy of God He doesn't blow up every Christian bookstore. There's more stuff in there that it has. I mean, you talking about popcorn. Welcome to Popcorn City. You want to read a book that'll get you real educated on God? Try this one, the Bible. The author does a lot better than all the other authors, because it's the only author that's died and gotten up. All the other authors are an opinion. This one's a fact. And look what he says. Therefore, don't worry. Don't worry. Is not your life more important than food and the body more important than clothes? Look, here's all God's saying. There's something greater than you are aware of. Life is more than just what is immediate. It is eternal. It's more than immediate. And he goes on and says this. Now look at the birds of the air. They don't sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Now you got to understand, God's not a part of PETA. So I'm going to let you see right here in Scripture how he laid it out. Okay? There's a big difference between animals and humans. And guess who makes that separation? God. He made them, and if he wants to separate them, that's his business. And if you think your kitty cat's like a human, how many humans you see scratching in the gravel? We are not alike. Amen?
Amen.
I've never had my dog ask for kibbles and bits. He just eats what's in front of him. I've never done a wedding ceremony for a dog. They just kind of, well, you know. Some of us need to quit acting like animals. Amen? And start being humans. Because you're beautiful. You've been made by God. He wants to bless you. Like, look at this good stuff. Now, I'll just show you what he says. Are you not much more valuable than they? And here's why you're more valuable than they. Just go read the scripture. God didn't make two giraffes and go, ooh, those are big old long-necked giraffes. They made in my image. He didn't make a couple of bears and go, look at them big old grizzlies. They made my image. He made you and he made me. He made male and he made female. And God took a step back and said, that is made in my image. What do you think? Now whisper to your neighbor. Told you. You were more beautiful than you thought you were. Told you. Because let me do what God wants to do. Here's part of joy. God wants to let you know no matter what, you're going to be with Him. And no matter what, He's going to supply for your needs. No matter what. You say, well, Pastor Steve, that's not true. I prayed one time for somebody who was sick and they died. God's already told you they're going to die. He told you people are going to die. I don't know why people freak out about this. It happens every moment we live. That's why God said, live. And what's this? If you know you're saved, you don't get all worked up about dying. But religious people get all worked up about dying. You know why? Because they ain't sure they're saved. And here's why they ain't sure they're saved. Because you get around religion, the best it can do is make you feel good for a moment. That's why they got to have all those revivals and all those renewals. Because they ain't plugged into the current yet. And once you understand that this is the day the Lord has made, and every day is the day the Lord has made, in all seasons God is in that season. God is in all seasons. And guess what? And God will feed me, and He will clothe me, and He is my nurturer, and He is my creator, and He's greater than what I can create. Once you get there, you can live. Amen? And God will bring you there. Amen? That's cool. Now look at here. He said, why are you worried about your clothes, girls? Verse 28. Y'all underline that. Why are you worried about your clothes? And why do you worry about your clothes? Young man, why are you worried about your clothes? Meredith, you ever changed shirts about 16 times before you got a date? Yeah, you have. Every man's done that. Men do that, too. We go change shirts about 400 times. Wonder if she thinks I look good in this. Finally, you just look and say, man, put your T-shirt back on. She met me this way. She'll keep me this way. Amen. But you know, we want to dress up, and there's nothing wrong with dressing up. Please do not misinterpret what I'm telling you here. I'm not saying don't look good. I'm not saying look good. I'm just saying quit worrying about how you look. See, watch. You worried about how you look and what God's telling you. Let me dress you. Let me dress you. Why? Because God's got some better clothes. Look at here what He says. He says, why, he said, look at the lilies in the field, how they grow. They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that's how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and gone tomorrow and thrown in the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little what? Here's all I'm asking you to do this Christmas. Trust Jesus to get to you. I figure if he can get all the way into Bethlehem, he can get to Bowling Green. Amen? We got 3 exits. Bethlehem didn't even have an exit. And besides that, God's got GPS now. Got them tom-toms. He can find your house. I mean, y'all realize God was GPS before we found it out. God knows exactly where you live. Check this out. His GPS, you know, his God realization, guess what? This is amazing. Professor Fainter, you've read this, hadn't you, sir? It says that God knows us so much, he even knows how many hairs we got on our head. And even the ones that have lost. Yeah, you say he's losing count on you a little bit there. But what I'm saying, you know, that happens. Huh? But he knows how many hairs are on my head. God said, I made you with such detail and with such love, I even know the details you could care less about keeping up with you. That's how much Jesus loves you. Isn't that neat? And you know what I think? I think God made black people to be black and white people to be white and green people to be green and purple people to be purple and combinations to be combinations. And I believe you got a living, breathing soul that Jesus Christ loves you and he wants to feed you. He wants to clothe you and he wants to let you know that he loves you. So don't worry. Amen. Don't worry about what you're wearing on the outside because Jesus has got you connected on the what? Inside. How many of y'all believe that to be true? That's what I love about Hillview, man. If we only had one type of person here, it'd be a boring old church. I mean, boring. I hate going to all white churches. Gosh! You know, they're all from the same social stratus. Hello, God bless you. They're like robot Christians. Terminators for Jesus. God made all of us, guys. He made every one of us, and he made every one of us special. And I just want you to hear this. I prayed, especially a lot, even in the night, just, God, let me get this out one time. In him, you are complete. But you're never going to be complete till you get in him. You know, Tyrone, yeah, joy does come in the morning, man, just like you sung it. But I'll tell you the truth, joy doesn't come till we receive it. And a lot of us trying to manufacture our own joy. That's why we own drugs. That's why we drink a lot. That's why we're all trying to look a certain way so everybody will love us. That's why we're all trying to make enough money so we'll be accepted. But you know what? Let's really break it down. When it's time to leave the planet, what really matters? Yeah, I think 2 things. And I've done a lot of funerals, thousands of people. Guess what? I've never heard anybody go up to a casket. Man, that dude right there, he made a lot of money. I never heard that at a funeral home. I never heard, man, that guy right there, he's a heck of an athlete now. I'm telling you, man, he's bad. I've never heard anybody read anybody's stat sheets at death. Man, I've heard this 1,000 times. That brother was my friend. He helped me out one day. When I was a young man, or when I was an older man, or I hear those stories. And so guess what? I believe when it comes down to the end, it's going to be about relationships. And then it's going to be about this. What cause were you a part of? If we're going to put the Jesus, you know, the Jesus tattoo on our heart, then our cause is Christ. And when we leave this world, the world ought to be a little more like the kingdom of God because you and I took a breath together. You know what? Hillview, we can never back off. People ask me all the time, when y'all going to quit out there? I said, when we dead. I said, how long is that going to be? I don't know. But we're on it today. Somebody might come to know Jesus. Somebody might be healed by God. Somebody might understand how beautiful they've been made. Clothed in the splendor of the Spirit, says God. You say, well, how do you activate this, Rev? Here's the way you activate it. He says in that scripture, but seek ye first, what? And all else will be added unto you. Just like God has fed you and just like God has clothed you, watch this, I'm going to blow you away. You do with this what you want to. I went and did my research. I have never, check this out, Larry, it's going to blow you away. You're a businessman. In 25 years of ministry, I have never dealt with a true tither who ever had financial problems. Now, I've met with fake tithers. Now, I'm talking about it's got to be right on the, it's got to be on the zone. I've been faithful since my walk with Christ. Even in a blow-up business deal, I have seen them survive. Now, I didn't say they hadn't blown some deals. But guess what? They what? You know why? When you seek ye the kingdom of God, it's less expensive. When you seek you, and I just want y'all to quit wearing yourselves out. I mean, I love you. And I just see people missing life all the time because you're trying to be so happy. And it's just wearing you out being happy. I mean, am I making sense? Or some of y'all look like I've just climbed up on the planet Mars. I mean, is this making any sense to you all? Do you all not see this going on every day? What about you guys? Y'all are young. Y'all see it in the young land?
Oh, yeah.
People trying to be happy, man? Yeah? So if they don't get happy, they got to get a buzz, right? If they don't get happy, they got to get a new ride. My generation, we thought we could buy our way to heaven. Led Zeppelin sung about it. We went bankrupt. The generation before that thought they could protocol their way into heaven. As long as we were dignified and nice and wore suit and ties and combed our hair right and looked holy, we were going to be holy. That didn't work either. Maybe there comes a moment in time that sometimes you just have to break down and you find true joy in your life when you finally repent and you say, you know what, Jesus, I think you're right. I need to give my life to you. And I need to realize I'm a sinner. And I need to realize I've been trying to buy happiness, and that's why I can't live joy. And so, Jesus, today I'm going to ask you to come into my life and be real in my life. Because I really do need you. And you know why Jesus died? So God would be glorified. And as God was being glorified, He took us along with Him. I tell this all the time so you'll have correct theology. Jesus did not have me on His mind when He is on the cross. Because if He did, He would have gotten off. He had God on His mind. And you see, He knew the God that fed you every day. And He knew the God that clothed you. And He knew if He sought the kingdom first, that the stone would roll away. I ask you this Christmas, seek the kingdom first. I ask you to hug your kids. Husbands, I'm going to man y'all up. Y'all ready to man up? You know what it means to man up? And don't tell me I'm a sissy when I tell you this, because I'll whip you in the name of Jesus. I'm going to tell you, you got to man up, though. You know how you man up? Look at your daughter and you tell her, I love you very much. And I'm glad that God's made me your father. And I want you to know that I got feelings. I'm a real man, but I got emotions and I got feelings. And even though they don't come out a lot, I want you to know, my little girl, I love you deeply. Son, I want you to know I'm proud of you. And I want you to know that you're becoming a great man. I know you're only 6 years old, but I want to begin to speak you being a great man. I want to begin to speak God doing great things in your life. And I want you to hear that from your father, because you've got a man for a father. And you know what a real man does? He never separates the head from the heart.
Amen. Amen.
Because Jesus is the manliest man I know. And when He stretched out His arms, He clothed us in righteousness. He fed us God's grace. And the kingdom of God was realized on earth as it is in heaven. There is a Jesus. He loves us all in here. And He loves everybody that's outside of here. And He loves all the people that got hangovers this morning.
And He loves all the people that slept in the wrong beds this morning. And He loves everybody. I'm going to show you how deep Christmas goes. His love and His mercy is that deep. He doesn't like that stuff going on, but He loves those people with such intensity that He wants them to have a new life. That's the grace of God. And to cheapen it with any hallmark form of religion is to cheapen the depth and the richness of grace. Not my way, Lord, but yours. If you'll let Jesus have your Christmas, I promise you, it won't be nothing like you think it'll be. Where you'll want reindeer, He'll send you a donkey. And where you'll want a posh hotel, He'll send you a stable. And where you think you can have a moment of happiness, He will give you eternal joy. I think we ought to follow Jesus. What do y'all think? Amen. Well, I want to give you an opportunity. If you've never asked Jesus into your life today, I want you to come ask Jesus into your life today. Y'all okay with that? I mean, it just looks like to me this would be a really great Christmas present. If you got a friend and they don't know Jesus and they're going to hell and they meet Jesus and they're not going to hell anymore, that seems like a pretty good celebration. Amen? And I don't apologize at all for our exuberant worship today. Not one bit. You say, well, I don't think that's dignified. Well, you may never come back, but guess what? Welcome to a new church. We could care less what you think. In fact, let me tell you what. If you think all the time and that's the way you run your life, that's why you're miserable all the time. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you so you don't mess up everybody else's Christmas. How many of y'all got that one relative that comes in and got to tell you everything you've done wrong at Christmas? Don't you want to just look them in the eye and go, hey, I know you're 80 years old, but I want to let you know this before you check out. Ain't none of us cared about what you thought ever since you've been hauling off. Because that's the truth. True? And if you are that person, repent. I really want you to live today. Quit looking around at all that's going wrong. Because I'm going to tell you what. When the devil puts your eyes in that motion, you miss all that's going right. And there are a lot of things going well. Every Sunday, I see beautiful young people here. I see university students here. I see young couples here. And Lord have mercy, we got more babies in this church. I mean, man, have mercy. Whoa. I'm so glad that in the year 08, if we get to live into the year 08, guess what? I'm so glad we got to put up a children's building. There's nothing for children. We've had to go look at the plans about four times because as soon as we think we got it set, there's seven more women pregnant. I'm glad to be a part of a church that has those problems. I'm glad y'all like to have babies. I really am. Now, you stay married. I'm serious about that. And so, Pastor Steve, I'm not happy. Well, I told you the truth. Marriage ain't about happiness. Lord have mercy. You're talking about overrated. If you want to be happy, do not get married. Now, if you want to watch it, now let me finish. Because see, somebody going to walk out here and send me an email. You said marriage not happiness. It's much deeper than that. You know, I could get happy at Beach Bend hitting three of those fuzzy things in a row down for a dollar. You know, when you was a kid, that's happiness. No, marriage is fulfillment. You know, I got somebody journeying with me on my bad days and my good days. What about it, Woody? How long you been at it? 25 years. Did you ever think when you had long hair riding a Harley-Davidson motorcycle that Stephanie would stay with you for 25 years? Jesus works, amen? Amen, Stephanie? Here's the reason I've stayed married, Jesus. Because just as soon as Elizabeth wanted to walk, Jesus would grab her and say, listen, I made him. And I know that's hard to imagine right now that I did, but I did. And if you stay, I'm going to keep thumping him upside his head and his heart, and one day he's going to get better. And Elizabeth was willing to stay put long enough for the Holy Spirit to chisel me out. And guess what? If we'll just work with one another and love one another, we'll all become the glory of God if we don't give up on each other. God didn't give up on you. And you know what? Just let me let you in on something. Jesus Christ ain't always happy the way you act. Jesus Christ ain't always happy with me. He lets me know. He'll go, why do you say that? I'm
Lord, because I'm Lord, because I'm disobedient. And he'll go, all right, now we can do business. Today, why don't you just come tell Jesus, I've been disobedient. I've sinned. And Jesus, I want to step into Bethlehem because I know Bethlehem leads to Jerusalem. And then I want to get right up under that old rugged cross. And I want to let you cleanse me from all of my sin from head to toe. And then Jesus, after I'm cleansed, I want to step out the tomb that I've been living in. I want to step out of the tomb I've been living in. And I want to see the world in a new and fresh way. Is that possible? Just as sure as you ate a donut this morning and had a drink of orange juice, compliments of Jesus, I'm that sure he'll save your soul. You'll never be the same. He's going to love you no matter what you do. And he's going to change you. If I ask Jesus in my life, are you going to change? Yes. Instead of being happy, you'll be full of joy. Instead of being a jerk, you'll be great to be around. Instead of always finding something wrong, you'll begin to see things you've never seen because you will have new eyes with a new heart, with a new soul, with a new spirit. Because now you seek a kingdom that'll never be defeated. Yeah, you're going to change. And we're going to love it. Maybe today you've lost your joy and you just need to come and you need to kneel down and say, Jesus, I'm sorry. I've been reminded today I got a lot of power that I hadn't been activated. I've been moping around my life complaining about all the bad things that have happened to me. You know what I think God ought to do? He ought to send everybody that mopes in America to a place where there's nothing. Because guess what? There's a lot of people in Africa, they don't get to eat. And you know why they don't get to eat? Because there's a lot of people that like to have power. And people that like to have power figured it out. They're not without intelligence. They figured this out. Hungry people are easier to control than well-fed people. And so when you try to get food to them, they take it away. Don't worry. Say, why does God allow that? I don't know all the answers to that. But I know this. God takes care of his people. And he will. And he'll take care of those who've opposed his people. But as for us, we'll find joy. Seek ye first the kingdom of who? How many of y'all just need to come today and kind of bump at the altar and say, God, don't let me get all messed up in this Christmas mess. Let me really stand here and you bring Christmas to me. So I'd sing with the angels, walk with the shepherds, witness the birth of a baby, the birth of a baby, and I'd hear the prophets. He is the one to save our sins. Amen. If you need to be baptized, we know some are going to come today to be baptized. We're having a big baptismal celebration. Kick it up. Christmas time baptism celebration. Sunday and Monday of next week, if we make it there. All right? So Some of you all see me in the hallway in the parking lot, and I love this. You say, Pastor Steve, I've come to Christ, and I need to be baptized. We need you to come forward because Jamie needs to know that just so that your experience can be great, okay? And we know how to get a hold of you. Is that fine? Balcony. I know some of y'all need to meet Jesus. God's calling right now, somebody personally, on the phone. And you see these steps right here? These steps come right down here to the balcony. They come right out of that balcony, right to this altar, so you might know Jesus. So let's stand together. Just let God have this moment. Let him have this moment. You ready? Lord, I hope we've heard what we spoke from you to each other today, that we're more beautiful than we think we are. We really are. We really are. And God, for people that came into this place today just feeling like they had no hope and they were unworthy and they've been shamed and they've been ridiculed and they've been put down. And Jesus, I'm just very sorry for the people that even got that when they came to church. They heard more about what they weren't supposed to be doing than they did what you could do. And God, I just pray right now, whoever it is, those people that need you right now. Listen, if you need to ask Christ in your life, just ask him right now, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. Wow. Lord Jesus, I'm sorry. I want you.
All these prayers work right here. Lord, I don't understand a bit of this. Help! God will respond to that. God, help me see. And maybe you've already asked Christ in your life and you need to be baptized. We're going to encourage you to be baptized because Jesus said be baptized, okay? That's where we stand on that. Jesus said, in obedience, be baptized. We believe that as a church. And so I just want to release this altar. Come and pray with your friends. Let's cover it up today at the altar. Let's leave here just saying, God, you can do something greater than we think you can. And just be a part of that. Amen? Y'all ready? Chad Vicious, you ready for the altar? All right, cool deal. We ready? Lord Jesus, draw us to your truth and set us free in your reality. Let us seek the kingdom of God. Come, church. Let's worship him who brings life. Come on, church. Come on. Don't sit there and be stagnant. Come on, make it happen today. Come on, right now. Right now. Come on. Come on. Amen, brother. Come on, church. There's some of you today that are going to be baptized. You're going to be saved. Don't hold back on God. Let him have it today. Let him have everything. Everything. Come on. Don't hold back today. See what God will do in your life. Come on. Be baptized if you need to be baptized. Be healed if you need to be healed. See what God will do in your life today. Come on.